Hello,
Love
hello.
Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon for some. Good almost afternoon for others. This is Aaron, the legal guy, just talking business. Excuse me. On another wonderful Wednesday afternoon out here on the East Coast, it's 2 o'clock and 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time out on the West Coast. But we want to welcome you guys to all the listeners to Faces of Success Radio on a wonderful Wednesday. It's beautiful outside. In fact, let me open up some curtains, get some sunshine in. I'm here in my home in North Carolina in the home office studio doing the radio show today. And we had a good show last week. Had a couple people on last week. It was really, really nice. As a matter of fact, I'm developing a relationship with the insurance professional that we had on, Matt. And we're going to try to create a regular segment, Matt, on the show, because there's some things about the insurance industry, and just about insurance, just being prepared, that I wasn't aware of. He educated me on some things, and I'm always excited about learning. So I had asked him if he wouldn't mind doing a segment. I don't know how frequently it will be, but we're in the midst of working on that and getting him scheduled to do some great things with us here at Faces of Success Radio. Today, man, I had a great week, you know, and I'm hoping it continues on throughout the month of April. And I must apologize up front with our listeners. My doctor says I got some allergies happening. It's really weird. It's not like sinuses or, you know, sinus headaches, or, you know, you get a scratchy throat. It's like I get on these coughing sprees, like a little tickle in my throat causes me to cough. And it's, I guess these allergies are working on me anyway. So I apologize every once in a while. I might have to mute you guys out if I start coughing. I don't want to be disrespectful and coughing all in your ears. But just want to give you a heads up. So just hang with me. If I sound a little weird sometimes, it's because I'm fighting back a cough, right? If you hear a little bit of dead air just like that, it's because I put it on mute so that I can get the cough out. let's talk about some experiences, because we're in a topic. The topic has been for the last couple of weeks, you know, what goes on between the ears of a successful entrepreneur. You know, what's the mindset look like? You know, how important it is to have a plan, and how different plans can work out and not work out. And, you know, and just mindset, right? The mindset, what mindset should you be in? Because the mindset of an entrepreneur and is different than of a wage-grade employee, right? A wage-grade employee, I'm speaking on behalf of myself, because to me, you know, when I was a wage grade employee, when I had a job, a J-O-B, I wanted to make sure I showed up on time. I wasn't trying to get there early. I just wanted to be on time, do what I was supposed to do, so that I can get my paycheck. Okay. I have not had a job, and there's, don't get me wrong now, there's some great careers out there. Some great, notice I said great careers. And I'll share the difference between job, career in a second, but there's some great careers out there. Well, you'll have people, you know, not showing up on time, but showing up early, working through their breaks, working through lunch, staying late, taking work home, right? There was a study out that showed that people weren't working 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, but 12 hours a day. And 4 of those hours were at home. So they were taking work home and not getting paid for it. Now, there's some people with careers that don't mind doing that because they have a career. There's a lot of people with jobs that won't do that, right? And those that are doing it, once they are aware of what they're doing, they work really hard to stop doing that because that can play a toll on your home life. If you're bringing 4 hours, 5 hours of work home every day, and you got little ones that are expecting you to give them quality time, so you have to have that balance. That balance. So, job versus career. There are people out there that found their dream job that turned it into a career. Right, that dream job is something that you can be passionate about doing, and you will show up early, you will stay late, you will work on weekends and holidays, and sometimes you even do it without pay, you know, because that's something you're passionate about. And there are some jobs that are out there that people can get passionate about. Right. So and I'm excited for you if you found one. Right. Really am. And if you're looking for one, keep looking because they're out there. There's great opportunities out there in the world, in this country, as you're looking. But we're talking about the mindset of that entrepreneur, and I'm getting ready to be on the go. So this is going to be Aaron, the Legal Shield guy, on the go doing this radio show. So if you're out there and you're trying to dial in, you can dial in and listen to the show. Let me give you those numbers real quick because you can dial in. Like me, I had to leave my computer, so now I'm on the go. But the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that you can dial into a number and listen to the show. You can dial into 718-664-6324, and you can listen in to the show. So you don't have to be strapped to your computer. If you have something you got to do, put us in your ear and take us on the road with you, because this is Aaron, the Legal Guy with Faces of Success Radio, just talking business. And I am on the go. My wife just started a new schedule at her job, and I got the car today, so I'm the taxi driver. I'll be picking her up today. So we're going to be doing the show, really, excuse me, on the go. So what goes on in the mind of an entrepreneur? When you find what it is you want to do and you want ownership of it, you take ownership of it, you want it to be your business, your lifestyle, I'm telling you guys, you tap into some really cool things, and you start to do things that you didn't know you can do, like function, not just function, but function at the top of your game. And when I say at the top of your game, that means the top of your experience level in what you're doing, right? You can focus and be productive at the highest level on 3 hours of sleep 4 days in a row, right? Now, most people, you know, refuse to do that, let alone want to do that or can do it, because it's tough, you know, going 3, 4, 5 days on 2 or 3 hours of sleep. But I'm telling you, there's something inside of us that's triggered, right, when you tap into that source. And from my readings and you know, seminars and, you know, YouTube, right, just studying and learning and growing personally, call it personal development, I found that it's passion. See, passion is the driver. Passion drives the energy, the activity, which creates opportunity. So if you grab hold of something that you can get passionate about, and trust me, all of us have been there, right? Whether it was you were passionate about a girl or passionate about a boy or passionate about passing a grade or passionate about getting a promotion, we've all found that passion. Maybe you were passionate about learning how to ride a bike, right? We tap into it not knowing what we were tapping into. Right? Passion is the driver. It allows you to stay up late at night, you know, working on a project. It allows you to wake up early in the morning and go and produce from what you studied on working that project. Passion is very important in entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs have a real passion for what they're doing. That's what drives them to continue to do it, even though nobody wants it. It seems like nobody wants it. It seems like there's not a lot of money out there. People are struggling. But businesses don't shut down when you're passionate about it. You go and tap into a source and you find another way because of what you're passionate about. Another thing that drives it is most, and I had a conversation earlier today about this, that a lot of successful entrepreneurs have created opportunities and businesses for themselves because there was something that angered them. It was something that happened, and they got angry about it, right? And they wanted to do something about it. So their passion became changing the way whatever that was worked. Whatever happened to them, they didn't like. They became passionate about making a change, making a difference. And that, too, will be a driving force that allows you to do things when you don't feel like doing them, right? It will allow you to show up early. It will allow you to be at the top of your game even though you don't really feel like it. And maybe tomorrow or real soon I'll talk about, you know, the unconscious mind and how some, you know, when you get passionate about somebody, something, and you're really at the top of your game, how you unconsciously do things that help produce positive results for your opportunity. Entrepreneurship. If you have it within you, because not everybody does, and that's okay, right? Some individuals were created, were born on this planet, in this country, just to do what they do. And that's fantastic, because that's their gifting. It's kind of like a police officer or a fireman or an EMT. I wouldn't want those jobs. I wouldn't want those careers. I wouldn't want those opportunities because I'm not built up for that. You know, that's not me. So I thank God that we have police officers and doctors and firemen, EMTs. And every time I see one, I thank them for their service. I thank them for what they do because I wouldn't do it, right? I'm not going to be carrying no gun and no badge and trying to stop bullets and prevent. That's not me. I'm not going to jump into no burning building, you know, unless it's my kids in there and my family loved ones in there. I think, okay, different thing. But I'm not just going to let the bell ring, slide down a pole, get in a fire truck, and go. That's not me. So the people that do that, I congratulate them, thank them for their service, what they do. Because you ain't doing it. You don't want to do it. Let's be transparent here for a minute. right? These are the things that are being done, and which makes this country so great, that people can volunteer to do those things. And of course, they're getting paid, right? But they internally they have to find that, have to be found within. I've talked to teenagers that are doing things and have been doing junior high and into high school because they want to be a police officer. So they're doing the things at a junior high school level to get them ready for that. I met a young guy, 21 years old, and his dreams was to be a fireman. He was a volunteer fireman and has been a volunteer fireman since he was a teenager. But that's his dream. That's what he aspires to be, a fireman. And I think that's fantastic because, see, he tapped into that passion, right, to be that. Well, you have that too. And, you know, I was listening to Dr. Miles Monroe, and he does a, you know, seminar often, and you know, he had a lady in the audience, she, you know, paid the money and did that and bought the books, came up to him at the end and said, "Thank you, Mr. Monroe. I really appreciate your teachings. I went out, I bought, with my last money, I bought your books, and I'm going to study it, and I'm going to become it." And he's heard that before, I'm quite sure. And he said, "Well, thank you, man. Good, go do that." The next year, the woman shows up. Mr. Monroe is walking through the crowd, got his security people with him because he's a famous, he was, God bless his soul, he's passed away now last year, I believe. But story goes, you know, this woman, you know, busts through and the security, Mr. Monroe. And he says, "Wait a minute, I know that lady, you know, let her through." And this time she's beautifully dressed. She's got a beautiful hat on, you know, wonderfully dressed, and she gives Mr. Monroe an envelope, and she gives him a package. Oh, matter of fact, let me back up on the story. The prior year, when she bought the stuff, all the books and all that, she gave him some cookies, right? No. Let me get the story right. She just had the books. So this second time around, she gave him an envelope, and it was $10,000 in the envelope. So obviously, Ms. Monroe was very appreciative for that. But she said, "I had to give you this because today I am a multimillionaire. You know, today I have my cookies in stores all over the country. And I owe it," you know, basically she was saying, "I owe it to your teachers, to your books." And she gave him the cookies. Now, last year, this woman was making beds as a maid in a hotel chain, but she loved to bake. Okay, her passion was baking. She took the training and the teaching and tied it into with her passion, and in 1 year, she became a multi-millionaire. So can it happen? And by the way, he also talked about how good those cookies were. He said they were so good that he didn't want to share them with his wife, and he just, you know, one bite at a time. He just really enjoyed. I can almost hear him doing that seminar. But a great oratory. You have to plug in to some Dr. Miles Monroe. But that was a great story about someone who had it within her and went and got some teachings, some education, learned some stuff. But Mr. Monroe was really proud because not only did she just take it, use her last money, bought the books, she applied it immediately, you know. And that's what entrepreneurs do. When they have a dream and it turns into a passion, you know, they go and absorb and get the information that they need so that they can immediately apply the skill set, right? You call that, you learn, and then you apply the learnings immediately into activity. So you it's just, so you learn it and then you leverage it in activity. You know, do the activities that you learn and you go back and learn more, do more activities, learn more, do more activities, and then progression starts to happen and you get better and things start to go. See, you can control your racial. You know, let me tell you guys, a baseball player can be batting 300, you know, be batting what they call 300. That's their averages, right? Can be batting 300 and be one of the highest played players on the team, batting 300. Can make multi-millions of dollars with a batting average of 300. Now, what that means is 10 times up to the plate, they hit the ball, got on base three times. So they either struck out or popped out or something seven times. So out of 10 times at bat, you get a hit three times and you make $1 million, multiple million dollars. So failure as an entrepreneur is part of the process. But it's what you do with the failures that will create, you know, the positive outlook on what your income becomes. You know, you take those failures, and they're not failures, you're learning. So you go back and you remember we said you learn and then the activity, and then you learn and then the activity, and then you learn and the activity. You stay in that area, and then you pick up stuff along the way, and then your ratio of success becomes bigger, right? You may meet with 10 people and only market whatever your services are, whatever your business is, to one, right? So if you talk to 100 people, you're going to make 10 sales, okay? Because your ratio is 1 in 10. But this is the music, the wonderful thing happens. Wonderful thing happens. Come on. Wonderful thing that can happen is by you presenting to 100 people, right, you get better. You're going to be better on the 11th one than you was on the first one. You're going to be better on the 21st one than you were on the 11th one. You're going to be better on the 31st than you were on the 21st. You're going to be better on the 61st than you were on the 59th. You're going to get better on the 71st than you were on the 70th. Because you pick up the habits of learning and getting better, learning and getting better, and then applying that learned knowledge and the activity to what you're doing to get better. These are some of the things that go on in the mindset of entrepreneurs. Now, it's not difficult. You all that are listeners do it and have been doing it your entire school going life. You have to learn, you have to show up, you have to take direction, learn, you have to apply it, a test. To get a result, to go back again, to get more education, to learn it, to apply it, to get a result, to go back again, to learn it, apply it. You guys get the picture. So some of you out there got master's degrees. So look at how much you've done it. So we all have these things. The question is, where are you directing them? What are you directing them to? You know, did you go through school, graduate, college, graduate, get degrees to get a job? If you did, fantastic. God bless you. You're there. You know, there's so many people with jobs and careers with degrees that have nothing to do with that job or career. You know, there's probably then you probably can track the number easier from those that do not get a job in their career or that do get a job in their educational career, their degree field, than those, the number is greatly larger than those that do not. All right? So when you hear this topic, what's going on, you know, in an entrepreneur's mind, I don't want you to get discouraged thinking, oh, my God, I don't think like that, or that's a lot. Or, that's a lot of stuff. No, you've done it already. You know, you've done it. Look at this. Most of us have been paid millions of dollars, right? We've earned $1 million easily. I know I've earned millions of dollars easily. Problem is, I ain't get to keep it, right? Because, you know, I ain't get to save it, I should say. Because I always had to spend it on something, right? So if you got a job, guess what? You're a millionaire. Challenge is, you ain't get to save it. You know, do you know that your job can be your, if you're looking to transition into entrepreneurship, let that job be that safety net, that comfort zone, right? That every 2 weeks that check comes in so you can, you know, pay your bills and do what you need to do. Create your business to be exactly what it says, your business, right? Because if you make a penny in that business and you save it, you can be a millionaire. I mean, just a penny compounding every day is a whole lot of money, over 30 days. And here's the wonderful thing. When you do something on your own, you're an entrepreneur, you do it on your own, and you get that check, that commission check, man, that's a wonderful feeling because it's something that you own, that you earned. That can be a $50 check, you know, $100, $200, $300. It doesn't have to be a great amount of money, but the fact that you tried something, went out on a limb, put these philosophies to work, and it actually worked, and you got a check. You know? Tell you, that's hope there. Now you just got to believe that it'll continue to happen again and again and again and again. See, it starts with faith. You got to put faith in what you're doing, right? Put faith in what you're doing. Leverage the passion to create the energy and the attitude, and do it with the proper attitude. So you had a faith, and then from the faith, picking up the education and the information and literally understanding, you go from faith to hope. Because now you're like, shoot, I learned all this stuff. I went on faith. I've invested the money. I went on faith to do this, so I'm certified to do it. I'm ready to get out there. I sure hope that it works, right? Then you're hoping that it works. Then when it works, you know, there's belief. You know, and then you gotta believe it'll happen again and again and again and again, you know, because you put the faith out there and then you put the hope in there, and then comes the belief. When it does happen, you have the belief and you keep doing it. And again, we've been doing it forever. You know, I hoped. I had faith that I was going to find my wife. I had faith. Then when I kind of outlined what I wanted in wife and, you know, kind of went out there a little bit, that faith went to some hope. You know, I hope I find her, you know. And when I find her, the belief was there. Now, I don't want to do it again and again and again. I'm done. That's it. No more. Right? She's the end of the road. So I guess in some things in life, you might just use the faith and the hope, right? You don't need to believe that it'll keep happening again. Anyway, just trying to be like, have some fun, guys. Have some fun. That's what being an entrepreneur is about. You know, doing the thing you're passionate about doing so you can have the funds to do the other things, right? So we've been talking for about 32 minutes. I am now on the road, so I can't see if we have individuals that have chimed in, but you definitely, I know you can hear the show. You may not be able to comment on the show, but you can definitely hear the show, and I should be back in front of the studio in a few minutes, and then if you're still there, I'll definitely bring you into the show. But for the time being, I'm gonna have to share with you my thoughts, and hopefully we can make it through today's show. But I think this is a great topic because well, here, let me try this. Let me try, because I'm sitting here waiting, and I just tapped in to the back side of this, and we do have some callers in, so I'm going to try to connect with them and see who we got out there. So we have somebody that's in the looks like they're both in California. Caller, welcome to Aaron the Legal Guy. Someone has a phone number with the last four, 5691. Can you hear me okay? And welcome to the show. Okay. I know the caller is there, but they just want to listen, and that's perfectly fine. And I believe the other caller with the last four, 8265 and your phone number, I want to welcome you to the show. This is Aaron the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business. Welcome to the show. Not necessarily to respond if you don't want to. Hi. Hi.
How you doing?
Just wanted to. I'm blessed. Is this Jennifer?
This is Jennifer. Been enjoying the show. Thank you. And I go out and thank all the firefighters and policemen and EMTs every time I see them in the grocery store, wherever I see them on the road and in the streets. And they all kind of, you know, look at me funny, but they say thank you. So.
Exactly.
I don't hear other people doing it, so I was glad to hear you do it too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And,
I am. I'm definitely about that. Definitely about that. Well, I'm gonna. Looks like my wife is coming, so it's gonna be some slight noise here for a minute, guys. But hang in there. We'll get back into the show in a second.
Well,
I appreciate you, man. Jennifer, go ahead and take over, you know, share a little bit. Anything you'd like, just for a moment while I'm getting my wife in the car. I don't want you guys to have all that background noise. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, sitting on the spot here. I'm not really good at this stuff, but, I've been in network marketing for a few months now, and I'm one of those that thinks they have to learn everything before they can go out and do it, but I've tried the cold marketing, and it's a hard row to hoe, but, you know, I keep feeling that I'll get to it, and, you know, the passion that Aaron was talking about is definitely what I have, and attitude, I think, is something that I need to change. I need to get a little more excitement showing when I approach a prospect. I'm just kind of like, hi, would you like to make some extra money, or hi, what do you think about this product, you know, and I think I need to get excited and say, wow, you know, this is a really, really exciting opportunity for you, you know, things like that. I have to go and try that. I haven't tried that yet. I just, you know, really realized that a day or so ago. And so that's what I'm trying to do. So anybody else out there that feel they can talk some for a while? Hello, anybody out there? I heard one person chime in. Still there? Well, I guess I'll just have to keep talking. So, anyway, it helps when you have a workout partner to bounce your scripts off of each other. And I've been looking, and last night it looks like I might be able to have a workout partner. So that would be really cool, because then you can see what it's like, and somebody can mirror it back to you instead of actually doing it in the mirror. And, you know, so that's what I'm looking forward to doing. You back on, Aaron?
Awesome. Yes, I'm here.
Good.
I'm here.
Cool.
Good job.
Right.
Thank you for doing it. Hey, this is what live radio is all about. Sometimes it goes like that. But Jennifer hit some strong points. I heard her. You know, she's out there in the marketplace talking and sharing. And that's that entrepreneurial mindset, right? You know, she understands that this is part of the process to get to where I want to go. Now, am I there yet? Does it happen overnight? Absolutely not. You know, but can it happen? Absolutely. Will it not happen? Absolutely, if you are not doing those activities. So it doesn't matter what your business is. You know, you can be an aspiring plumber, maybe an aspiring landscaper. If you're not out marketing yourself, how do you get, you know, expect customers, potential customers, to buy into you to, you know, take on your services? So you have to develop, you know, if you've never, especially if some of our listeners never had a business before, there's some developing that you'll have to do. But here's the cool thing. I've been saying it's been the common thread in the show today. You've already done them, right? You don't have to go and learn how to be somebody that knows how to say hello to somebody or hi. You've done that your whole life, right? So it's not that you have to learn all these great new things. You just have to tap into them and then direct them for this particular thing that you're doing. And I try my best on this show to be business neutral as possible. You guys are often hear, I'll never just totally talk about Legal Shield or totally talk about the music business or totally talk about, you know, science, you know, because I got some things going on there. I don't talk about real estate, totally talk about real estate, even though I have avenues to get into real estate. I try to keep it very general because it doesn't matter what business, you know, you want to be in. It doesn't matter to me. It should matter to you, right? But these philosophies are kind of common throughout entrepreneurship. That's why this is what's going on between the minds of, you know, the ears of an entrepreneur. What's their mind? What's their mindset? You guys, hopefully you're following me on this. So if you hear one of our guests come on and they're talking about stuff that they're doing, because that's their mindset for what they are doing. My job, I'm the host of the show, so I'm keeping it very vanilla for everybody because I want you to know that you can do it. Pick your poison, you can do it, right? Pick your entrepreneurship. What business do you want? You want an underwater basket weaving business? You want a Kool-Aid stand out on the corner? What do you want? Pick it, and you've already done in your lifetime everything that's required for you to plug into that business model and be successful. It's really that simple, if you allow it to be. Now, you can make it tough on yourself by focusing in on all the things that are not happening, right? Yeah, you can focus in on all the things that are not happening. Good. Or you can look at those things that are not happening. Want to get around this guy? You can get around those things that are not happening and focus in on the things in your industry that are happening and say to yourself, hey, I can do that. You know, I can learn how to do that. Let me go try it. Hey, I've never done that before, but that makes a lot of sense for what I'm doing. Let me go try it. And then it all goes back to what we just talked about. You learn it, and then you apply it. You do it. You learn it in the activity. And then you go back to the drawing board. You always, as an entrepreneur, you pay attention to what you do as much as what your prospective client is reacting to and what they do. Now, here it is again. It's not like it's something new. You've been doing that all your life, right? You've learned it, and you've done it in school. You paid attention, and then you produced, and you had to go back and make changes. So it's not nothing new. You're just focusing it in because you found a passion. Now, that passion could be, I want to be an entrepreneur, but you haven't found the business model. So you have to get out there and try some business models, right? But be smart about the business models. Find the ones. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about this next week. How do you look for a good business model? What are some of the things that you should look for in that opportunity to where it can create you unbelievable wealth? I'm going to talk about that next week because that's a big topic, and I want to be in front of my computer because I got some notes and stuff that I can share with that. But that was huge for me in my journey in entrepreneurship, which started many years ago, was I learned, you know, what to look for. And, of course, I didn't learn it when I first decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't learn it then. I learned it years after. And it really helped me to narrow down the field of entrepreneurship that I wanted to be in and then just really function in that and learn and be the best that I could be in that. Before we go any further, we got a couple callers on the line. And I do want to say, you know, thank you for dialing in. I also, I can pull it up in my phone here. I'm going to promote our event that's coming. I take that back. I'm going to promote this event. It's an event that's coming up. I don't generally do this, but this here's how you know you got a great opportunity with a great business model, right? I know I said I'm going to say that for next week, but here's a clue. Here's a tip, right? When a company can pull together the top money earners from that company, from in that industry, when they can pull them together and at an event and you have the opportunity to go to that event and learn from them, that's a good company, right? That's a good company because look at what they've done for you. They pull the top producers of the industry together in one place, and all you got to do is pay the ticket to get there, pay the ticket to get in, and then learn instead of you got it. If you don't know how, you got it. Instead of traveling to each city and each state and learn from them. Like we have an event coming up this weekend. There's going to be about $3.5 million monthly is paid out by our company to these individuals. If you add up all their income for the month, there's $3.5 million paid just to these individuals that are going to be there, okay? Now, I can go there and get 3, 4, 5 hours of some really good training, go hang out with them afterwards, and get some personal training in one location. In order for me to get that information from them, I would have to travel to 4 different states and hopefully catch them when they're speaking somewhere. So now I got airline to 4 different places. I got hotel to 4 different places. I got to eat to 4 different states. I got to pay 4 different fees to get in, right? But this company has the ability to pull them together. And the cool thing is these individuals don't get paid by corporate to come and do these events. They're volunteering their Saturday to come and do this event. I know Jennifer, I don't know if you care to share, but Jennifer was at one of these events here recently in the California market. Jennifer, would you care to share anything about, you know, just what that event was like, that just the individuals that were there? Just kind of drive my point home.
That was an awesome event. I think there were probably 750 people there, and it was a 2-day event, and I'd never been to a big event like that before, and it was very impressive. They had a guy who, he was born in Tonga, and he's a multimillionaire now, and they had a guy that was in the mall selling jeans and shoes, and he's a multimillionaire now, and he was the guy that was putting it on, and he actually was here in town last night, and I went to see him, and He was just phenomenal. It was just wonderful to hear him, and he's very inspirational, and you know, he's entertaining, and so he just had a parade of people at that conference a couple of weeks ago, just marching across the stage one at a time for about, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, telling their life story, how they got into it. And, you know, they all started from very humble beginnings. So everybody out there can, you know, do network marketing. Network marketing is available for everybody to do, but not everybody is available to be able to do network marketing. So it's either your cup of tea or not, but you have to really check it out and see if it is, because you can do it. It's just, you know, if you can apply the qualities from within you and apply the knowledge and information that's outside of you and learn that and grasp it, then, you know, you can do it just as well. All these people are totally different from each other. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to go to that conference and to listen to him last night. Got my picture taken with him. It was cool. Aaron said to get the picture taken. So I did.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Create that vision. And also, with the other caller that's on the line, the last four digits of your phone number, 5691, I'm going to go ahead and open your line up. If you have something that you'd like to share, your line is opening up, and you can share your name. First of all, who we got on the line if you're able to talk? I get dead air. That means they're not able to talk to this listener. That's fine. I just wanted to check in. Most times I have my co-host on the line with me, and he can help me with some of the technical stuff, so I can literally check in with the people before I open up the line. But today is kind of special. So we're just kind of going from the hip because our topic is a great topic. And I want to encourage people to go out there and try. You know, it's like Jennifer just said, you know, find out what your cup of tea is. That's her words, your cup of tea. It may not be your cup of tea, but you got to try, right? That's what I'm talking about, that passion thing. Really dig down. Remember that story I told you? This lady was making beds at a hotel, right? But she loved baking, right? So she went to a seminar and picked up some valuable tools that helped her tap into what she was already baking, right? She was already baking. But she wasn't tapping into those other things to turn it into an opportunity. And when she did that, when she took that information and applied it, 1 year later, multimillionaire. You know, cookies all over the country in different outlets. Is she still baking? Yes. Is she still baking wonderful cookies? Absolutely. She just figured a way to turn it into a business. My cousin, she's a barber. She cuts hair. She's been passionate about cutting hair since we were little kids, right? She turned it into a career. She finally, after years and years and years of renting space, about seven, maybe 8 years ago now, she ended up having the opportunity to purchase her own space. And it's really cool because of her passion in doing it and her consistent behavior in it, she found, just so happened, she knew the owner of a shop that had been in the same location as a barber shop since the 30s, since the 1930s, right? And it's been passed on generation after generation after generation, but it finally got to a generation where nobody wanted to cut hair anymore, and the guy was ready to retire. He knew my cousin, and she made him an offer, and he took it. So now she's keeping that shop open, and it's her dream business. It's a very small place, got two chairs in it, right? That's it. Her and another barber. And she's running her barbershop. She dug in and found that passion years ago, years and years ago. Then on it, she developed it, she mastered it, and it became her. She's Master Barber, right? The individuals that Jennifer saw at that event, they started And then they got the teaching and the trainings. They went out and applied it. They kept going back and forth, back and forth, until they really they found their passion. They honed in on it. They zeroed in on it, right? And then they mastered it, and now they're teaching. So, Jennifer, you keep doing what you're doing. You're close. You're there. You just have to just continue to do and learn, do and learn, and get better, and then you'll master it, and then they'll be seeking you out to do a radio show, right? Or do a Super Saturday event. I mean, people are going to want to hear your story, and I'm telling you guys, Jennifer has a wonderful story, and I can't wait till she gets there so that she can share the story of what she's been up to. So anyway, what's our topic next week? We're going to talk about what to look for. There's really a four or five really strong things, what to look for in a business. We've been on right just under an hour. But as usual, you know, with this show, we go with the flow, and the flow is going. And I don't want to get off the top. I want to leave with that because this was a real strong show, and I appreciate you guys tuning in. Callers, I thank you for calling in. And don't forget, this is Faces of Success Radio. Go to facesofsuccessradio.com, and you'll see a bunch of other things that we do. You might find some other things that you may do. And you may like to hear, listen to live on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio. We have, R&B, hip-hop, old school. There's a couple other different talk shows. Talk shows every single Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you guys dialing in. Until next week, have a great week. Be productive. Take some chances. Roll the dice. Take some chances. And you'll be amazed at the results. God bless everybody and have a great day.
Bye-bye.